As we approach our Vesper, don't sit back and get comfortable, please. I need you. I need you to raise your voices together in praise to the Lord. There's a poster that I really like because it seems to epitomize that condition of mind that is fully joyful, and I'm sure you've read it. It says something like, dance like there's nobody watching. Sing like there's nobody listening. Love like you'll never get hurt. Live like there's heaven on earth. And I think we as Christians have such great opportunity to do that. Great is our rejoicing in the things of the Lord. Our Lord is good, He is kind, and He is one that we would wish we could say that, Lord, I am entirely thine. As we sing our hymns tonight, I have a request, and maybe it's something you already do, and that is this, that we don't just sing the words mindlessly, while we're thinking of, well, what snacks will we have tonight after the convention? Or, I wonder, did I pay that bill before I came to the convention? Did I leave food for the cat? All those things, dispel from your mind. I'll try to do the same. And the words of the hymns, to sing them to the Lord like we mean it with all our heart. Let's raise our voices together in singing, Entirely Thine. To commit our lives to? Why would we not want to commit our lives to our Creator? How much are we really willing to give Him? Are we willing to give Him 10% of our lives? Try to imagine what that would involve. Are we willing to give Him 90% of our lives? And most would think that's too much. You take these things way too seriously. But the fullness of joy comes when our hearts are entirely His. Then the radiance of divine love and grace can fully shine in our hearts and transform our minds and make us like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We avow our consecration. We would renew it every day. We commit our lives into the hands of our great Creator. For me, maybe for you, I sometimes have difficulty expressing to the Lord what it is that's on my heart. Sometimes I feel like I want to praise Him and I just can't adequately find the words. Or I want to tell Him how troubled my heart is and I can't quite get it out. But I have found, and it's a miraculous thing, that the words of my heart have already been written out for me. I find them written in the Psalms. David is a picture of the church. The church in their combative experiences, in the warfare of this present life. And he expresses our needs, our desires, and our loves as people of God. In Psalm 86, we read, "Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my prayers. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. None are like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. My heart rejoices to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol." What inspiration does that afford our hearts? What would we wish to do in the face of such love on our behalf? I know. Let's make His love known. Join your voices together in singing His love make known. And as it has been said at this convention, and as I have said myself, Brother Harry, it will happen. It is coming. The kingdom of God will be made manifest in the earth. David continues in expressing our longings in our pilgrim sojourn in this earth in the 63rd Psalm. It is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Brethren, again, we join our voices together in praise and worship to our Heavenly Father to sing of our longing prospect when we shall be indeed satisfied with his likeness. I shall be satisfied then, when the arms of my Father encircle his child. What a blessed thought to keep before our minds. The Christian way is challenging, of course. But the Lord gives us wings to soar above the clouds of trouble. And our wings of faith carry us faithfully. In Psalm 18, David expressed the deliverance of God. He said there this, noted, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of God, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my strength and my fortress. And my deliverer, my God, my rock. I will trust in him. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I ever be saved from my enemy. And countless enemies, including our own flesh. The Lord has delivered us from those daily in our lives, allowing us again to soar above the clouds of trouble in this life. We have tremendous confidence in our Heavenly Father. All our experiences in the past have taught us that we can trust Him just as surely as we have to the end of our Christian goal. Can have tremendous confidence in God. Let's sing it as it were so. And it's not like we're ill supplied. A life that is lived in full faith to God is extremely rich. A life lived in full faith to God is never alone. No matter how stormy the sea, no matter how deep the trouble, He truly leads us in green pastures. But as we progress in the Christian way, we realize that sometimes shades of darkness come upon us, as well as shades of light. To artfully paint the likeness of Christ in our hearts, the Lord uses many different delicate brushstrokes to educate us. And as we walk in pastures green, We appreciate the words of this poet. In pastures green, not always. Sometimes he who knoweth best in kindness leadeth me in weary ways where heavy shadows be. Out of the sunshine, warm and soft and bright, out of the sunshine into darkest night. I oft would faint with terror and with fright, only for this, I know he holds my hand. So, whether in the green or desert land, I trust, although I may not understand. And by still waters, no, not always so. Oft-times the heavy tempests round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. But when the storm beats loudest, and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by and whispers to my soul, "Lo, it is I." Above the tempest wild, I hear him say, "Beyond this darkness lies the perfect day. In every path of thine, I lead the way." Lord, I desire to be entirely thine. His wisdom and his goodness guide us faithfully every day. He illuminates our lives. He protects us. It's like he's a sun and a shield. And isn't that true for all of us? The Lord is a sun and a shield. Brethren, let us join our voices again in praise to our Creator. And he does live. It is so evident that he lives. The history of the Christian church, the progression of the gospel, the manifestation of Christ in you, the hope of glory, and we have so much evidence of that here
this evening.
His Spirit lives in us. Were he dead, it would not. But it does. He lives, a pledge that we shall live. We trust in the Scriptures. They are words of life. Jesus noted that, didn't he? He said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." We love this book, the Bible. It is meat indeed for us. It is full of wisdom. We enjoy in particular the wisdom expressed in the book of Proverbs. We'd like to consider the goodness of the Lord manifested toward us in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and guards the way of his saints. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and honesty and every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasing to your soul, judgment shall keep you. Understanding shall keep you to deliver you." And haven't we found that to be so? The beauties of the Father's creation are a testimony to his goodness and his desire to be a blessing to us all. The prospects of the kingdom, so close at hand, to be fully established in the earth for the blessing of all nations, for the release from the curse, so that the creation no longer groans and travails in pain. What a great God we worship. I love the truth because it has portrayed the honest, the true, the living God. This is our God for whom we have waited. So often the words well up in my heart to say to him, "Holy, holy, holy." Let's raise our voices together once again in singing that well-loved hymn.
Oh,
What a faithful God we have. What a holy God we worship. In our hearts we would say, Lord God Almighty, we love Thee and worship Thee. Teach us Thy ways. Accept our humble and complete surrender to You. Be Thou our God. Be Thou our Father. May we ever and always be entirely faithful.